All that coming up on Chicago's Afternoon News. I want to start with this study out of the University of Michigan. It looked at men and women, and it said that we are about equal when it comes to emotions, that one sex isn't more emotional than the other. Adrian Belts is one of the researchers. She's an assistant professor of psychology. And Adrian, it's interesting to me, how you look at it. Like, you could say men are as emotional as women, which is kind of how I would consider it. Or you could say women aren't more emotional than men, because that's a stereotype. I don't know. How is it that you look at it?
We like to describe it as, like you initially said, we're kind of on the same roller coaster. One of the cool things about this study is that we weren't comparing levels of emotion between men and women, but we were looking at how emotions change from day to day. So really getting at that fluctuation or variation. And what we see is that those changes, those highs and lows, seem to be very similar for men and women.
Are the triggers similar as well?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think that's where we'll have to go next in this line of research. Part of what we were trying to figure out is really maybe potentially debunk some of these notions that women's highs and lows in their emotions are due to ovarian hormones or hormone fluctuations. So if men have the same ups and downs as women, well, it's not due to ovarian hormones. There must be different triggers.
Well,
and so that's what we're trying to figure out next.
We're talking to Professor Adrian Belts from the University of Michigan. You even did that, right? You broke it down into women and talked to people who were on oral contraceptives and those who were on a natural cycle, just to test that sort of hormone question, right?
Yes, that's exactly what we did. There's been some work, and in past research, women have been excluded. So women weren't allowed to be participants in many scientific studies, and the justification was that because their hormones were potentially cycling, those cycling hormones were introducing all kinds of confounds, say, in emotion, and that if you wanted to study something like cognition or how we think, you need to keep emotions out of it, keep those fluctuations out of it. And so we said, fine, we'll look at women who have fluctuating hormones, and we'll look at women who are using different forms of oral contraceptives that are thought to maybe stabilize those hormone profiles, and we also didn't see any differences there.
So is that the biggest takeaway, the usefulness of this study, in that women certainly shouldn't be excluded for studies because of their quote-unquote hormonal cycles or things like that, that we all are riding the same roller coaster together?
Yeah, that's exactly the takeaway. And now the next step is, like you were saying, to figure out why we have those different highs and lows, and to kind of use that information to maximize our emotional well-being.
You know, it's funny, reading the headlines and my expectations for the story, and we're talking to Professor Belts from the University of Michigan. This might have not be what you studied, but sometimes when you consider someone more or less emotional or more emotional, it's almost used in a pejorative way. When I read that men were as emotional as women, I kind of felt a little relief. I think, well, finally, that's nice that, you know, men can express or feel emotion as well.
Yeah. I like to use the example of, like, this emotional variability. You're saying it's sometimes negative. You think of maybe a toddler who you don't know what emotional profile you're going to get from moment to moment. And emotional, like a toddler, is seeming to be like a negative or somehow an unregulated thing. But what part of what this research shows is maybe just to normalize a range of emotional experiences, both positive and negative, to say, yes, we all are on the same emotional roller coaster together, and that's okay. We're supposed to be.
So the phrase, don't get so emotional, is done as an insult in many ways, or a dig, and maybe it's time for women to say the same to men.
You are not the first person to suggest that to me in recent days.
Am I the first man?
No, actually, you're not.
That's fantastic. Professor Adrian Belts from the University of Michigan. She's an assistant professor of psychology research at the School of the Data Science there. It was wonderful to talk to you. Great work on the study. I look forward for what comes next.
Yes, us too. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. It's Chicago's Afternoon News. Okay, it is a dreary day. Let's check the weather and the traffic. Here's Mary Vandeveld.